Just so the attendees know who just joined, we've begun the meeting, but we're still waiting for one more board member so that we can establish a quorum. So hang tight for just a minute. Thank you. Nicole, would you be willing to conduct this meeting?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. We'll begin. We need, I think we're expecting Kurt, I believe, and then we can begin. Hi, Kurt. Thanks for being here. We'll get started. Good afternoon. Before we begin this public meeting, we would like to make a few reminders and recognize the following board members in attendance. We have Chair Gary Harder. We'll excuse Vice Chair Carl McMullen. We have Kurt Krieg. We have Nicole Caudle, and we'll excuse Mike Ostermiller today. Board members, we ask that you indicate your name before commenting or making a motion for the public record. If you're a Zoom attendee and need to present an agenda item, our staff will promote you as a panelist. A pop-up on your screen will appear, and then please click Join as Panelist. If you are presenting, please have your camera on. If you would like to make a comment during the public hearing portion of the meeting, please use the raise hand functionality. A staff member will unmute you when it is appropriate. With those reminders, I'll turn the floor over to Nicole Caudle to conduct today's meeting.
Thank you, Ashley. Chair Harder has asked that I conduct today on his behalf. Happy to do that. We will go straight to item number two, review and approval of the May 13 meeting minutes. To the board for comment or a motion, please.
Madam Chair, Gary, I make a motion that we approve the minutes as provided.
I'll second that, Gary. This is Kurt.
Very good. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed?
Aye.
No. That motion carries. We'll now go on to item number three, the proposed budget presentation by Ms. Paula Eldridge. We'll turn the time over to Paula. Thank you.
Thank you. I'll share my screen. Okay, can you see that?
We can.
Great. Thanks, Paula. Okay, so just a couple of highlights. This will be the first year of operations and maintenance for the Mountain Village Public Infrastructure District. It will, you can see that line item is at 2.7 million right here. I'd also like to point out that the debt service, the funds for debt service and the funds for our capital projects are already intact. And the other thing I'd like to point out is that we are anticipating issuing a senior bond under the parameters resolution that we issued the subordinate bond, and that will take place sometime in the next fiscal year. So with that, are there any questions?
Oh, this is the same budget you presented previously at the last meeting. There's no major material changes, correct?
There are no material changes.
Okay.
Okay, great. Any other questions from the board? Seeing none, we'll move to item number four, which is to open a public hearing to consider the budget for fiscal year 25-26. We'll go ahead and open that. And Ashley, I'll turn to you if there is anyone with their hand raised that would like to make a public comment.
I don't see any hands raised among the attendees or among the panelists.
Okay, very good. We'll close the public hearing and go on to item number five, which is actual consideration of the resolution 2025-03 approving the budget after following that public hearing. Turn it to the board for a motion, please.
Madam Chair, this is Gary. I make a motion that we adopt resolution 2025-03 as presented.
Very good.
I'll second that.
Very
Nicole,
good. We've got a motion and a second. All in favor, please say aye. Aye.
aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, that motion carries. We'll go on to item number six, which is consideration of resolution 2025-04, adopting ordinances regarding PID boundary and right-of-way and stormwater facilities. And Richard Catton's going to run us through that quickly.
Thank you. Just one quick correction right off the bat. The agenda referred to these as ordinances. They're not. The PID does not have the authority to adopt ordinances. So the resolution is correct. These are rules and regulations. It's kind of a minor point. But as you saw in the budget, this PID is going to have operations going forward through the next fiscal year. Those operations relate to the fact that on January, or excuse me, July 1st, the PID will be taking over essentially the streets and the storm drains, all the public infrastructure in those areas of the village. And since we're doing that, we've put together two or three different documents to try and give the PID the appropriate tools to manage that and take care of those assets. This is one part of it. This is a big part of it. These are being adopted by the PID themselves. And they're broken into two areas. One is stormwater. And stormwater, and I don't pretend to know how all this stormwater stuff works. We rely on our engineers to help us put this together, obviously. But the focus of the stormwater is primarily about stopping illicit discharges into the stormwater system and damage to the stormwater system. The second chapter is traffic and roads and right-of-ways. And again, that is primarily aimed at damage of roads, road cuts. We have a road cut provision. If you want to come in and you need to cut into our roads for some reason, you have to get a permit, or obstruction of roads. And we do allow roads to be closed. There's some provisions for that, for events, things like that. But these are to help the PID manage those roads, protect them, protect the people that use the roads. The other two parts that go with this, just briefly, we have some standards and guidelines changes. Our permitting sections are in there, so we've moved that road cut encroachment permit into the standards and guidelines. That was reviewed by the DRC last week and will be on the board agenda next week, the MIDA board agenda. And then we also have MIDA adopting some ordinances. MIDA can adopt ordinances. Those become Class C misdemeanors. So things like illicit discharge into the stormwater system of some sort of chemical or something like that, we could actually charge criminally under those ordinances. So, but together with this section you're adopting today or may adopt today, that's our initial stab at trying to take care of these assets. We fully expect we'll be changing these a little bit as we get into it a little more.
Hey, thank you, Richard. To the board members for any questions of Richard.
I have no questions. Thank you.
Okay. Great. Ashley, is there anyone with their hand raised? Anyone else that would like to ask a question?
I do not see any hands raised among the attendees or among the panelists.
Okay, very good. We'll turn it to the board then for a motion on resolution 2025-04.
Gary, you want to make that motion or?
Yeah, I'm just having trouble coming off of mute. I'll make the motion when we drop 2025-04. I'll describe. Thank you.
Nicole, I'll second that, please.
Very good. Thank you, Kurt. Okay, motion and second. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Very good. Hearing none, that motion carries, and we will consider those resolutions adopted. Now on to item number seven. I, as the acting board chair, have the capability to deem this training occur by email. We have this document here. I will go ahead and make that determination in this case because you both have heard this in the last less than 2 hours, so one other time. So we will not need to do that again, but just in order to satisfy the state law and make sure that we are following all appropriate rules and regulations, I, as the board, make that find at the board chair, acting board chair, excuse me, make that finding, and we will send this document to all members of the board. And if, of course, there's any question about open and public meetings or any discussion that you'd like to have into the future, please let us or any Midas staff member know. And by that, we will deem that that training has occurred for this annual requirement. And we'll move on to item number eight, which is a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
So moved, and deem that approved. We're adjourned.
Thank you all.
Thank
Thank
you.
you.
Thank you. It's 4:11 and we're adjourned.